Presidential candidate Howard Dean comes out with a new campaign autobiography next month. Slate's Chris Sullentrop has some help for those of you who haven't had time to read the whole thing.
Here's a quick guide to the good parts of Winning Back America by former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. These chapter titles are mine, not his.
Chapter 1. I'm a regular guy.
Dean covers his childhood in New York City, but he says he really grew up in East Hampton on eastern Long Island. The chapter concludes, at heart, I'm a country person.
Chapter 2. Howard Dean, farmer.
Devoted to Dean's summer jobs as a teenager. It includes an entire page about his work on a cattle ranch in Florida. In a yearning macho voice worthy of Apocalypse Now's Colonel Kilgore, Dean remembers, quote, feeling the cool mist of the herbicide on my bare chest as the plane went over.
Chapter 3. Unlike George W. Bush, I had black roommates at Yale.
Bush's senior year at Yale was Dean's freshman year, 1968. But with the university opening up to more minorities and women in 1969, Dean says, the gulf between our experiences was much larger, though. It was as if we were a generation apart.
Chapter 5. Med School.
This contains one of the more intriguing sentences in the book. Quote, I didn't really get to be a happy person until I went to medical school. Dean attends his fourth choice for his medical residency, the University of Vermont, and moves to Burlington in 1978.
Chapter 7. The Vermont State House.
After Dean is elected to the legislature in 1982, a woman tells him, you're going to do really well here, but you've got to get over this chip on your shoulder that tells you to fix somebody's wagon if they cross you.
Chapter 8. Governor.
After his 1991 swearing in, Dean says, our telephone number remained in the book. He cuts marginal tax rates and spending over the objections of liberal Democrats. On one occasion, he visits Congress to talk about health care. Quote, Bob Michael, the House Minority Leader, was there. He was a wonderful person. Newt Gingrich was there. He's not a wonderful person.
Chapter 10. Pre-President Dean.
He defends his wife's decision not to participate in his presidential campaign. Also, there are six sentences on religion, including, I pray just about every day, and I also believe that good and evil exist in the world, and I thoroughly disapprove of people who use religion to inflict pain on others.
Dean's favorite books.
All the King's Men, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Ken Kesey's Sometimes a Great Notion.
Dean ranks the presidents.
1. Washington. 2. Lincoln. 3. FDR. 4. A four-way tie between Jefferson, Truman, Teddy Roosevelt, and LBJ, despite Vietnam. We also learn Dean's weight, about 167 pounds. And don't tell Arianna Huffington, but he drives a Ford Explorer.
Chapter 11. The chapter most worth reading.
Dean on the execution of his brother Charlie by communists in Laos in 1975. His parents thought Charlie was CIA, but Dean says we'll probably never know the answer to that question. The chapter ends, quote, I'm sure that, had he lived, he'd be the one running for president, and not me.
The book is Winning Back America by Howard Dean. Chris Sullentrop is Slate's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief.